Miami's mayor-elect, Manny Diaz, was out today thanking people for their votes. Diaz won a runoff election last night with 55% of the vote, trouncing former mayor Maurice Ferre. Diaz is a lawyer. He's never held political office. He rose to prominence in Miami when he fought to keep Cuban refugee Elian Gonzalez in the United States. As NPR's Philip Davis reports, Diaz polled strongly among Cuban Americans, but got little support from the city's other ethnic groups.
The ethnic splits in Miami were apparent as the vote totals rolled in. For much of the evening, Diaz's opponent, Maurice Ferre, held a solid lead as results from non-Hispanic, white, and black neighborhoods came in. But 53% of the city's registered voters are Cuban American, and when the votes from Little Havana were counted, Ferre's lead vanished. By 10 p.m., Diaz was thanking his cheering supporters.
Gracias, Miami. Muchas gracias.
Though it has been almost a year and a half since Elian Gonzalez returned to Cuba, the reverberations from that episode proved to be a key factor in the election. In the days leading up to the vote, Ferre, who is Puerto Rican, was dogged by accusations that he was an ally of former U.S. Attorney General Janet Reno. He denied it. Reno is still widely reviled by many Cuban Americans for her role in ordering Elian returned to Cuba. Diaz was relatively unknown until he became part of the high-profile legal team representing Elian's Miami relatives. Though the lawyers lost the court battle, they were widely admired in Little Havana. In victory, though, Diaz strove to minimize that part of his background.
I'm not just an Elian Gonzalez lawyer, obviously. I've done a lot in this community and worked with many sectors of this community for over 25 years.
During the campaign, Diaz went door-to-door throughout Miami, visiting more than 7,000 households. But in the end, Diaz got only 32% of the white non-Hispanic vote and just 12% of the black vote. Last night, Diaz said he would reach out to all sectors of the city.
I think what we need to focus is on the unity that you see here, the cross-section of the community that you see here, and the desire, I think, in lots of people to start working together as a community.
Some analysts say Diaz's win was about more than just Elian. John Stack is a professor of political science at Florida International University. Stack says that Diaz, as a younger candidate with no political baggage, represents a break from the past for voters tired of corruption and controversy at City Hall.
While I think the city is trying to heal from Elian, I don't think it's simply ethnicity. I think it becomes a matter of trust. And, you know, in some fundamentally important ways, I think Manny Diaz suggested a greater level of trust.
Stack notes that Diaz beat three current and former mayors in this election. Besides Ferre, former Mayor Xavier Suarez was on the original ballot, as was current Mayor Joe Carollo, whose administration has been embroiled in political, police, and personal scandals. It's unclear, though, how much of a sea change Diaz represents. He's already said he'll retain the current city manager and the police chief. But Stack says Diaz can be successful.
He's got to be a bridge builder. What he has to do, I think, for the future is to act as professional, as nonpartisan, and to provide a vision, as strong a vision of a multi-ethnic Miami as possible.
Diaz will be sworn in early next week. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.